Unit 5. Listening. Page 32. You will hear five different people talking about football violence. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
I've been covering football games regularly for about 20 years, first for a newspaper and now for a television station. During that time, I've seen a real change in the amount of violence that occurs among fans. Of course, there have always been clashes between rival groups, but recently the violence has become so bad that people are ending up in hospital. I know it's not only my country's supporters who cause the trouble, but even in games abroad, they always seem to be in the thick of it. It's become really embarrassing.
Speaker 2.
There's no doubt that violence at football games has increased over the years, but the police force has been working hard to take charge of the situation. As an officer in the Football Violence Prevention Unit, I feel that we are having some success in dealing with the violence. We know who is likely to cause trouble, and we keep a close eye on these suspects during the games. It appears that these ultras are getting worried about the severe punishments that some convicted offenders are now being given. While it's clear that we still have a long way to go, we feel that things are moving in the right direction.
Speaker 3.
The violence at football games has become so bad that I no longer go to all the matches I'd like to. It's sometimes scary to be there. If I think there is a chance of something unpleasant happening, I stay away, and I certainly don't take my sons to games anymore. I know that the majority of football supporters are just there to watch the game, but you only need a small minority of troublemakers to become aggressive for problems to start. The police are trying to reduce the violence, but they don't seem to be making headway fast enough. I hope that the situation will improve soon.
Speaker 4.
I've played football professionally in three different countries, and I think the behaviour of supporters here is pretty bad at times. Their violence makes me angry. But football is a game, a sport, and people shouldn't forget that. There's a lot of skill involved, and the players work very hard to maintain high standards. Unfortunately, instead of paying attention to the game, reporters often focus on the bad behaviour of some of the hooligans. I understand why they do this, but it's giving football a bad name. If the situation doesn't improve, I may ask to be transferred to a different team.
Speaker 5.
You know, I think people are being unfair to football fans like me. We go along to support our team. We're proud to wear their colours, and yes, we may chant to encourage our players. We would never start a fight. But if supporters from the rival team come looking for trouble, we have to defend ourselves. Okay, so there may be a little scuffle, but nothing on a large scale. And it's not true that we go to games to attack the police. I've seen how they control the crowds, and I think they are doing a great job.